This week we celebrate Tu B'Shvat, and the question that we might ask is, what can we learn from this holiday besides the halachic ramifications of Arla and Chumas and Maaseros? What message can we take about Tu B'Shvat, and can there be a connection between Tu B'Shvat and any message that we could find from our Parsha, Shabbos Shira, the Shabbos of Kriyas Yamsuf and Az Yashir? Rashi notes on the pasuk we say from Az Yashir every morning, Zekeli V'Anveyu Elokei Aviv Arum Amenu, this is my God, and I will glorify him. Elokei Aviv Arum Amenu, this is from my father, the God of my father, and I'll raise him up. Rashi tells us, Elokei Avi Huze V'Arum Amenu, Elokei Avi Lo Ani Tchilas Hakdusha, Elo Mochzekes V'Omedes Li Hakdusha V'Elokuso, I lie, Mimei Avosai. I'm not the start. Goes back from my forefathers. What's Rashi driving at? What's the message of this pasuk that Klal Yisrael sung, Zekeli v'anveo l'kei aviv arum amenu? Pasuk says later in the Torah, Ki ha'adam eitz hasadeh, one of the ways that we can learn from Tu B'Shvat is to learn messages from the trees and from the flowers. And one of the messages that the Mefarshim explained, the Baalei Musar explained, is that a tree has firm roots, rooted into the ground. If without those firm roots, it wouldn't be able to stand a day. But also there are branches, and also there are blossoms. So there are roots, and there are branches. That's the balance that a Jew has to find. The delicate balance between, on the one hand, being rooted in the Mesorah, our personal Mesorah of our families, our national Mesorah of our forefathers, Elokei Avi biologically, and of course, Elokei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. But on the other hand, we can't just take what we've received. We have to take it to the next step. We have to give nofach mishalanu. We have to make our own branches and blossom in a way that maybe our parents and our grandparents did not. Rabbi Lamb once wrote that the esrog has a pitum and has an ukitz. The ukitz connects it to the tree, and the pitum, or where the pitum should be, are the ones without the pitum, right? That hangs separately. The ukitz grounds the pitum. It anchors to the tree. That's the ukitz, but the pitum symbolizes growth. And hadar is when we take that ukitz, where we're rooted, and then we help it blossom into our own unique way in the world in which we live. The Avos implanted this in us in a fascinating way. Avram Avinu, if we think about it, he didn't have any roots. Terach, right? He was all about branches. He was all about the blossoming, creating something on his own. Yitzchak Avinu was somehow the opposite. Everything we know about Yitzchak Avinu and Tarshe B'Chzav is exactly what Avram did. He focused on the roots. He dug the same wells. He named the same thing. He wanted to go down to Mitzrayim like his father went down. Yitzchak symbolizes the Mesorah fully. And Yaakov is the synthesis. We are B'nai Yaakov. We are B'nai Yisrael. We take the roots he took from Avram and Yitzchak, and he created the Aseres HaShvatim, something that each of the earlier Avos didn't do. That's the symbol of Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh. Adam Eitz HaSadeh, like a tree has roots and goes forward. That's Tu B'Shvat. And that's Rashi, Lo Ani Tchilas HaKdusha. It's not, I'm not starting it, but Zekeli V'Anveyu. Yes, okay, Avi. But Zekeli V'Anveyu, it's my job to build on what I receive from my fathers and my forefathers and take it to the next step. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes that we could do it. Based on another pasuk in this week's parsha, right before Az Yashir, we say V'Yamidu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. Rabbi Tzadok writes in Tzidkas HaTzadik, K'shem, just like there's a mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a mitzvah to believe in ourselves. V'Yamidu B'Hashem Uva Moshe Avdo. We have to believe that we could do it, no matter what the challenges are, as we ride this wave of history that's been challenging over the past year for each person in their own way. But we have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. Hashem knows that we could do it. We could build on our roots and blossom into beautiful flowers in this month of Shvat, which is all about blossoming. Be'ez Hashem, let us all rededicate ourselves to learning from the past, learning and basing and rooting ourselves in what we've learned, the Mesorah from our parents, our grandparents, and our great national Mesorah, and then try to figure out ways that we could be creative in our Avodas Hashem and our own spirituality, in Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. And in that way, Ki Ha'adam Eitz HaSadeh, learn the special message of Tu B'Shvat and Zekeli V'Anveyu Elokei Aviv Arum Amenu. Have a great Shabbos.